everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on The Unsolicited Opinion.
Down the street the dogs are barking, and the day is getting dark. As the night comes in a falling, the dogs lose their bark. And the silent night will shatter from the sounds inside my mind. Isn't one too many mornings and a thousand miles behind?
Hey.
From the crossroads of my doorstep, my eyes start to fade. And I turn my head back to the room where my love and I have laid. And I gaze back to the street, the sidewalk, and the sign. And I'm one too many mornings and a thousand miles behind. Restless, hungry feeling that don't mean no one no good. When everything I'm a saying, you can say it just as good. You're right from your side, and I am right from mine. We're both just one too many mornings and a thousand miles behind.
Everybody, it's Maggie Radden. How are you today, huh? Well, I'm telling you, it's just another one of those days, isn't it? I'm telling you, it sure is. I was up all night. I slept exactly 1 hour. I am telling you, I got to take a night job or something like that since I'm wide awake all night long. It's a trip. Too bad I can't get paid for not sleeping. That's a thought, isn't it? I wonder if there's somebody out there who'd pay me not to sleep. Since I just do it automatically anyway, you know, you never know. I'll have to look for that. Maybe I could get some kind of a government grant not to sleep. What do you think? There's got to be some individual out there who's offering a grant based on that criteria, right? I mean, they offer it on all kinds of other crap. Why not that? You just never know. Hope does spring eternal. That's all I got to say. Now, listen. I always say this, and I will continue to say it until I can no longer say it. It's as simple as that. You know what I mean? Operation Vampire Killer 2012, Officer Jack McClamp's book, 208-935-7852 is the number to call them to find out how to buy the books, the whole nine yards, all that good information. 208-935-7852. Purchase that book. A portion of the proceeds goes back to the network, to RBN. So that's a win-win situation. Get it? Simple. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Go there. In the right, in the middle of the main page is actually a link to Officer Jack McClamp's book, where you can find out the mailing address, all kinds of information, look at the table of contents, etc., etc., etc. Be back in three. Dr. Ileana Johnson-Powell is on with me again today. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
In 2010, millions of people were awakened to the question of what? Now the next question that remains to be answered is, why in the world are they spraying? An investigative look into one of the many agendas associated with chemtrail geoengineering programs, weather control. Why in the world are they spraying? Premiering and streaming live August 18th at the 3-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying? Order your copy today at www.whyintheworldarethespraying.com. Watch the premiere live August 18th at the 3-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Are you really in the gears? Sort of weather time. Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine?
Hey, everybody, it's Maggie Brad. Listen. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. I'm telling you, you have to go there. Lots of good information. I link to a lot of great websites with a lot of information. Now, before I bring Ileana on, I was just reading this article in the Philly paper about a couple of bikers who go into the tough neighborhoods and try to help the poor dogs that have morons for owners or abusive owners, like this one I just read about, where they had this poor pit bull chained up in a bucket of water by him, but of course he couldn't reach the bucket of water. I'd like to stick the owner's head in the bucket of water. I think about 10 minutes ought to suffice, don't you think? Yeah. I think I probably should send maybe some money to these bikers to buy them a couple tanks of gas or a little more lead. I think they ought to, like, bring a little drop-down weapon with them as well. You know what I mean? And do the world a favor. Let's start eliminating some of these useless eaters. I'm going to borrow a line from Henry Kissinger. Useless eaters, because these evil SOBs certainly fit into that category. In fact, there's quite a lot of evil SOBs out there that fit into that category, I think. But, you know, we'll start here locally. Maybe I'll send some money to these guys so that they can continue doing God's work, right? There you go. Anyway, Dr. Ileana Johnson Powell is my guest this morning, who's making a lot of sounds in the background. I appreciate that, Dr. Powell. A little sound effect always adds to the flavor. I'm thinking, you know what I mean?
Hey,
how
Maggie.
Are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, good. What are you doing there? Blowing your nose or scrubbing the floor? What the hell are you doing there in the background?
I don't know.
Rattling papers.
I'm not making any noise. I think it's my cell phone. I own the cell phone. I'm out of state. I'm in Ohio, so.
Oh, are you researching over there?
Well, I'm researching an article, and I'm visiting relatives with my husband, so that's why. I'm on the cell phone. I apologize.
What do you want to tell us about? I don't even want to know about it anymore. I've had enough. I'm taking my dollies and I'm going home, Dr. Powell. I don't really want to know this stuff anymore.
I'm not ready to go home yet. We have to keep fighting. As a matter of fact, I just noticed that one of the candidates is campaigning today in North Canton in Ohio at his old alma mater. So I'm not giving up. I fled communism to live in a good country, and I'm not ready to give up on this wonderful country called the United States of America. But what I want to talk about today is the recent speech that President Obama has made last week about nationalizing all industries. That really, really perturbed me, and particularly when he said that he saved GM and the auto industry, and because of his valiant work, they're number one again. And that is so not true, because the president did not save the auto industry or Detroit. Cars are made elsewhere in states with right-to-work laws, such as Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, and it certainly isn't Detroit. And speaking of cars, I was just passing through Akron, Ohio, coming here, and it was so sad seeing the Goodyear tire plants that are all abandoned and shuttered, and they just look very, very depressing. But
Let me throw something in here, Dr. Powell. Excuse me. I was actually watching a video. You had mentioned Detroit. I was watching a video. I think he was one of the newscasters there who was golfing through the city, golfed the whole city of Detroit, because most of it, there's nothing there anymore. So it showed him golfing, climbing over fences, golfing through abandoned houses and stuff like that. It's rather, it's humorous just to see this guy golfing through the city. That in itself is humorous, but the whole, the stark reality of truth is certainly not humorous, and there's no humor in what's taking place in that city in any way, shape, or form. But I was watching some guy golf through Detroit. It's a hell of a golf course, let me tell you that much.
Yeah, it's pretty abandoned.
Tragic.
And it certainly wasn't saved. What he did save, actually, was the UAW union jobs at the cost of $60,000 per job to taxpayers. And I found out that, yes, GM is number one, but in China, not in the U.S. According to their CEO, I found a video with his speech, one in February 2011 and one in May this year, where he clearly states that 70% of GM cars are made outside of the U.S. and that the company is well established for the future in China. They have 11 plants in China, 4 powertrain plants in China and across the country, and they have over 2,700 dealerships and sales outlets in China. So with all these people unemployed in the U.S., why are we creating jobs in China? Now, if GM was a private company, that would be okay. But remember, we bailed them out. We gave them $50 billion. And it looks like they're not going to be able to pay at least $25 billion of that back. And so most of the bailout money went to save union job to the tune of around $71 to $75 per hour in benefits and wages. And this is a time when the rest of the country that's bailing them out makes an average of $30 an hour in wages and benefits. And
you know, Dr. Powell, I want to interrupt you a second. Listen, the whole game's collapsing. They're going to unload the U.S. dollar and move us into some world currency. So what do we do then? Because it really makes no difference anymore, Dr. Powell, who gets bailed out, because the idea is to collapse it anyway. So the more fuel they can throw on the fire to accomplish that, you know, the more sticks of whatever they can throw in a building when they pull the plug to have it to raise it, that's what they're going to do. So, you know, it really, they can bail out anybody they want anymore. They can do anything they want with this money. We can't pay it back anyway, so it really doesn't matter anymore. What do we do when they collapse the dollar? Then what do we do with the dollar bills we have in our pocket? How does that work?
Well, we're just going to have to reissue new currency. I'm not giving up on the country because...
That's not giving up on the country, Dr. Powell, but that dialectical crap is a waste of time, because they're doing this. It's not about giving up on the country, but it's, you know, looking at what it is that they're doing, and their goal is to overwhelm the system and collapse it by doing those exact things. So what do we do? What do we do about the money that we've got in our pocket? How do we hedge our bets against not having stuff to use as toilet paper?
Well, it becomes worthless, Maggie. I've already gone through this back in 1989. My parents had a lot of savings. They were still living in Romania. And at the time, they could have bought a house with the savings, or they could have bought numerous cars. And because the economy collapsed, the inflation rate was astronomical. They had hyperinflation. That money bought two loaves of bread. So it did crash. They had to issue new currency. A lot of people have lost everything, including my parents. And that's probably likely what is going to happen here, unless we make corrections fast. And it doesn't seem that any correcting is happening fast. We're still spending out of control. But getting back to this, if I may, to this intent of President Obama to nationalize all industries in the same vein that he saved GM, well, he actually stole GM from secured creditors. He gave them, you know, all bondholders and shareholders have prior claim, and that could be you, or that could be me, or somebody else who has invested their life savings into stocks and bonds with GM. Well, he shafted them. They only got something like 20-some cents on the dollar, and he gave money to the unions. They were in a special unsecured creditors fund, and they shouldn't have been. They should have received proportional payments from the bankruptcy, but after the creditors were paid and after the bondholders and shareholders were paid. And, of course, it did not happen. So the bailout was all about saving unions who probably turned around and donated huge amounts to his campaign.
Well, well, at least somebody will be working, right?
well, here's something else. You and I.
They can pay my property tax. How's that?
Well, I don't think that's going to happen, but keep dreaming.
Yeah, I know it, right?
You and I have talked about those Chinese free trade zones, 257 or so, where we actually insource Chinese workers to make American products that supposedly are made for American markets. Why is that not happening with all these millions of unemployed Americans, or all these college graduates who can't find a job? The government of China is buying key segments of the U.S. economy, not just Detroit. They're buying energy resources, key industrial plants. For example, since we were talking about Michigan, they bought NexTier Automotive of Saginaw, Michigan, who used to make some kind of weapons during World War II, but eventually became the largest employer in the area. And it was bought out by Pacific Century Motors and an industrial authority for the city of Beijing. And
Hang on, hold on, Dr. Powell, because we got to hit a break. Hang on. Hold that thought. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ION and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org, RNA drops.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, everybody. We're back. This is Maggie Rod, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion. Listen, as I said before, we want to try to do something that might help here. It certainly can't hurt. Get a little information to our law enforcement and our military, Operation Vampire Killer 2012. Jack McClam's book is a good way to do that, I'm telling you, because these people don't know what they don't know like the rest of us, right? You don't know what you don't know. You know, so everybody's on their on a different level of understanding and level of awareness, and, you know, and so until they get to the next level, they only know what they know at that point in time. So getting his book into their hands will help. So 208-935-7852, 208-935-7852 is the number to make that happen. If you want to call into the show this morning, 877-488-5350, 877-488-5350. My guest is Dr. Ileana Johnson Powell. IlianaJohnson.com is her website, and she's a prolific writer, has written a couple of books, and information, I guess, to buy them, probably Amazon, but right on your website, Dr. Powell?
Yes, that's true.
Okay, okay. So back to China and colonizing this country and so on and so forth. You know, there is a one sign of hope, though. I read something that the Social Security Administration was going to purchase 174,000 rounds of hollow point bullets, so there's a little job creation there. Maybe, though, probably they weren't made in the United States, though. So I know there's a big demand for those over at the Social Security office, you know.
Yeah, it's very strange. I don't understand that. But getting back to what I was saying before the break, this company that was purchased from Michigan, was transferred to the city of Beijing and to the Aviation Industry Corporation of China. And people have to understand that the Chinese government is a communist government, and there is no not much private ownership of the means of production or of companies. So when we're doing all this stuff in China with GM, with taxpayers' money that they haven't paid back, they are doing it for the communist government. Not only that, but they actually sponsored, the Cadillac division of GM sponsored a propaganda film about the Chinese Communist Party called The Birth of a Party. Apparently, Chinese leaders love to drive Cadillacs. It's sort of a status symbol, or the ultimate status symbol car. And to me, that's not acceptable. And they're doing business with the Shanghai Automotive Industry Corporation, which is a communist venture, and FAW, which is another Chinese government-owned manufacturer. So why do all this stuff? Why build their infrastructure? Why give employment to the Chinese people when we have so many millions of Americans unemployed and they're doing it with taxpayers' money? And I'm just totally appalled by that, and nobody is doing or saying anything about it in Congress.
Well, the reason why, Dr. Powell, they all work for the same people. Same people Obama's working for, Romney works for. They all work for the same people. They're not going to do anything about it. Looking to them for salvation is looking to the devil. I mean, please, they're not going to do anything about it. They haven't done anything yet. You think they're going to get revelations, going to strike them like a bolt of lightning at 2 a.m.? It ain't going to happen.
Probably not.
No,
we also
no.
gave $30 billion of taxpayer dollars to Chrysler, and part of that is owned by a foreign corporation, Fiat, which I've noticed lately they're trying to sell a lot of their crappy cars, pardon my English, but they're just not very good. But President Obama did that cash for clunkers, the $3 billion program that artificially and temporarily stimulated new car sales. Well, it actually destroyed 690,000 perfectly good used cars that people who were not in the market for a new car or couldn't afford a new car wanted to purchase the good used car. So it's very hard to find good used cars anymore. And then here's another, you know, fly in the ointment, so to speak. The Obama administration is planning to increase the new car mileage standards from 35.5 miles per gallon to 54.5 miles per gallon, and that's going to cause much pain for Americans because it's going to increase the price of a car anywhere from $3,000 to $4,800 until 2025. This is according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. And
well, they're, I'm going to interrupt you there again, Dr. Powell. Yeah. They're going to be increasing the standards further than that. They're going to be increasing the standards to the walking. It'll be the walking and bicycle standard. That's what's heading down the pike. And then I'd like to know where they're going to get the tires for the bicycles. They haven't figured that one out. No, where are the spare parts coming? With the people who will be living in these little green ghettos who won't be able to sign their own name and can't read, C-Spot Run. How are they going to figure out?
Well, I have to tell you this story.
I got to laugh, Dr. Powell, because otherwise I'd just, like, commit hiri-kiri or something. I'm telling you. It's a walking standard.
I was downtown D.C. 4 or 5 days ago, and there were a couple of young men who were giving out flyers for Greenpeace, you know, new energy, green energy. So I asked one of them, I said, you know, where does your electricity come from? Oh, it comes from coal. I said, really? What percentage? He said, well, almost 50%. I said, you're informed and you're still trying to sell this crap to people? And he said, well, I'm getting paid $12 an hour and I need a job. And I said, well, how are you getting home? I am bicycling. I said, how far do you live? Oh, just right around the corner. And I said, well, I'd like to see you bike 30, 40 miles one way.
Yeah, there you go. Hang on. We're hitting a break. We'll be right back, everybody.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, everybody. Listen, this is Maggie Rod, and you're listening to... For a second there, Dr. Powell, I couldn't remember what the hell we were listening to. We're listening to me and you. That's what we're listening to. I'm telling you, maybe I shouldn't do brain surgery when I haven't slept all night, though. So if they're going to pay me not to sleep, Dr. Powell, maybe they shouldn't say, well, why don't you do a little brain surgery since you're up anyway? You know what I mean? That probably isn't going to be a very good idea. But anyway... You're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Hello to everybody who's listening, all the other networks, Orion and others that carry my show. I am glad you do. New Rev Radio, on and on and on, on and on and on, and up and up and up. We all go, right? We're all going somewhere, Dr. Powell. The big question is, do we know where that is?
Well, I think you need more sleep, Maggie.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah,
I know it'd be one nice.
Hour, yeah, 1 hour is not enough at all. But we were talking about the National Auto Dealers Association. They said that because of these new CAFE standards, 6 to 11 million low-income drivers will not be able to afford new cars through 2025. That's a long time. But that's not what concerns me, is the fact that in order to meet these CAFE standards, they're going to have to make cars smaller, less safe. And so every time you have a bumper scraper or a serious accident, you're going to have more potential fatalities with each crash. And prime example of that is the smart car. It's only smart in theory. I think it's a very dumb idea, personally, unless everybody is driving smart cars, but that is not the case. It becomes a tin can.
Yeah. You know, Dr. Powell, in Japan, the speed limit is 37 miles per hour, and the pedestrians and the bicyclists have the right of way. They take precedence over the people driving the vehicles, so... There you go. That's what it's going to be, and it won't matter. There'll be a lot more poor people, who low-income people who can't afford cars, because we'll all be low-income. Well, all except a handful of scumbags. We'll all be low-income, so they'll really get their wish. The National Association of Automobile Dealers won't have to worry too much. They'll all be driven out of business. Nobody will be buying anything.
That's true. There won't be any small mom-and-pop businesses, really. I mean, you should have seen all the shuttered businesses that we were driving through Pennsylvania and Ohio.
That's pretty
sad.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? It really is.
Yeah, and the whippersnapper who said, well, everybody should be biking for their own health. Well, there are some people who have health issues who cannot bike 30, 40 miles every day. I know my grandfather biked, I don't know, about 10 miles one way. And that's, you know, it keeps you in shape if you are genetically in good shape. But if you have health issues, you can't bike that far. There are people who have genetic arthritis and they can't bike. What are they supposed to do? They can't walk very far.
Well, that's where the walking, the new mode of transportation called walking, that's where that comes into play. You just got to start out earlier, that's all. You know, 10 miles, you know, you're walking at a snail's pace. Start the day before if you want to get there the next day, that's all. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, it's pretty sad because we are caving in to a small group of people, these green environmentalist wackos who are driven by a small group of elitists across the globe, and they are trying to replace and destroy our standard of living with their vision of what the world should be like. And I personally don't like that vision, and I'm going to fight it all the way on whatever level I can.
Well, I agree with you there, Dr. Powell. I truly do.
Gas is $4.59 on Pennsylvania Avenue, and people were still exhibiting Obama bumper stickers 2012.
But it isn't going to be any different than with Romney, Dr. Powell. Romney's not going to come in and be the savior of everything. It isn't going to be any different with him. It wasn't any different with Bush. It wasn't any different with Clinton. It wasn't any different with any of them. It's not going to matter. So whether they have a bumper sticker on their back of their car or Bozo the Clown, it doesn't make a whole lot of difference. It isn't going to change anything. Who's wearing the hat of President of the United States doesn't change a damn thing.
Oh, of course not. They have handlers. So it's just sad that the American people are accepting all this, and they are not holding anybody accountable. It's just total lawlessness, except the little people like you and me. If we don't pay taxes to the IRS, you better believe it, we're going to be put in jail and fined through the hilt. But that's the way it is. And I started living in fear. I live in a police state, and I moved from communism to escape this communist state, to escape the exploitation of the elite view in the name of communism. And here I am. I never thought that 34 years later I would revisit communism, and that Americans will actually accept it and be willing to embrace it, 50% of them anyway.
It really is. You wonder how come we figured out it's not a good thing and all these other people can't seem to figure that out. Even watching the different stuff on the History Channel, and they had not, nobody seems to have caught on to what communism is all about. You know, what a tyrannical government is all about, what a dictatorship is all about. That seems to have flown over their head. I don't understand why that is, really. I mean, it doesn't take much investigation to figure out it's not a good idea.
Yeah, they have this romanticized version of communism, either from school or for having been drilled by the Democrat Party. Perhaps they have, you know, a long tradition of voting Democrat, and they think that, well, democracy means everybody is equal and everybody has the same. And that could not be further from the truth, because democracy will eventually lead into chaos and, you know, total anarchy. So I don't understand, except the only blame I can put on is the school system. That's where they get this. And the textbooks that are so terribly miswritten and misrepresenting history.
Well, it's unfortunate that more teachers that are in that system standing up in front of the classroom don't speak out against it. I know a lot of the younger teachers, they don't have any clue. But some of the ones who would be, say, 55 or older, and I know there's still a lot of them in the school district, why they don't speak about this. Because I know there's a lot that do understand what's going on. Why they don't stand up and be counted is beyond me. But, you know, there's a lot of cowards. I've come to realize, Dr. Powell, there are a lot of cowards walking around amongst us. There really are. There's more people like the Lion and the Wizard of Oz than there are, you know, anyone with courage.
I have taught for 30 years, Maggie, and I and another guy were the only quote-unquote fiscally conservative and responsible faculty members. And we were kind of ostracized by the rest of them who went along with the program, and they were rewarded by the teacher unions. And I just don't know how they looked into their children's eyes, and while promoting all these lies and all this distorted historical fact to their students. I don't understand.
Well, you know, the institutions that are funded by the taxpayers, the people who work in them, Dr. Powell, they are living in a dream world. I mean, they're living in this illusion. They spend money like drunken sailors because the pocketbook is a bottomless pit. But they really don't have any perception of what it takes to earn that dollar that you're spending on just nonsense crap, you know. They don't have any idea of how that works. They live in a different world entirely. I worked for a company once, and it was a nonprofit foundation that operated this. They had cocktail napkins there that they were giving out when you were in orientation to the ways that this place ran. They had cocktail napkins with the name of the facility on it. It's like, why? I mean, all that money that's spent on that kind of crap. Now, if you're a private business and you want to do that, that's fine. But, you know, that's not what was happening here.
Outrageous.
You know, and it was just, it really was outrageous, because all the dollars that are spent on that kind of hoopla is not money that's spent on, they did, you know, do all kinds of things for the care of the patients. The problem was the rank and file union workers. And they're overlooking a lot of things that were done or were not done because they didn't want to tangle with the people. You know, that's unfortunate.
In the school system, we had so many unnecessary administrators, and we had so many unnecessary teachers, some of whom were not really qualified or were marginally qualified, but they met other criteria. They were either representatives of a certain minority, or they were coming from a different socioeconomic background, and they had to be kept there in order to meet certain percentage quotas. And those students received a substandard education. And, yes, they wasted a lot of money, because many of these unionized teachers were paid quite well, and once you made it in the union, it was almost impossible to be fired.
You're in like Flint.
Congress.
Yeah, yeah, you could. Well, look at those rubber rooms that they have. I know I remember reading about them in New York City, but they have them all over anyway. I mean, it's no different. But they had one guy was operating a small business while he was sitting there in this rubber room, as they called it, because they were pulled out of being a teacher because of whatever the reason may have been. And this guy, the superintendent, deemed him unsafe to put him back in the classroom. I don't know if he, you know, groped a 14-year-old girl or whatever he had done. I don't recall. But they kept him in the rubber room, and he was still collecting full salary and benefits. I mean, this kind of stuff goes on. It really does go on. But, you know, we spend so much time focusing on these lower-end networks. We ought to really spend our time focusing on the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the puppet master behind the curtain. He's the one who's setting the stage for all of this stuff to occur in the first place. That handful of people, they're the ones who are setting the stage for all of this stuff to happen. That's who we should be focusing on, but we're fighting each other because that's how they keep us, you know, at odds with one another. As long as we're fighting each other, we're not going to be fighting them.
Yes. Divide and conquer, yes.
Yeah, we got a caller, Ron in Fort Worth. Good morning, Ron. How are you?
Good morning, Ron.
Hello, Ron. Earth to Ron. Come in, Ron. All right, well, I don't know what happened to Ron, but... Oh, okay. Ron, go ahead, Ron. Hello? Okay. All right. Well, we lost Ron, so maybe Ron will call back.
Maybe he'll call back. But anyway, I was going to tell you, those of us who were not part of the union, who were not certified, we had to wait year from year for our contract. And if they wanted to fire us, they could have because we were not in that 10-year category. And if we tried to have tenure position, they told us, well, you have to become certified. What do we have to do? Well, you have to go to the College of Education and take some courses and learn how to make, you know, cute bulletin boards. And I'm thinking, well, wait a minute, we've been teaching for 20, 25 years. If you want us to go back to College of Education, reprogramming it.
Yeah, hang on, Dr. Powell. I got your point. I think everybody does. Hang on, because they don't want you in there. They don't want anybody with a brain in there. We've got Ron back from Fort Worth. Go ahead, Ron, please.
Morning, Maggie. How you doing?
Good. Go right ahead.
Yeah, it's kind of funny how you're talking about this morning. Well, last night, me and my daughter, on the back of my truck, I live in Fort Worth, Texas, and I put on a deal, like, you know, how the football people put on their window, I put, vote out the puppet master, not the puppets. And I'm driving around Fort Worth with that on my truck. We need to let them know. We need to get that. It's the same person. It's the exact same person in there every single day that's running it. It's like Jeff Dunham, and he just picks up another puppet and puts it on, and they just keep on going with it.
Yeah, absolutely, Ron.
So
I agree with you.
We have to get the word out about that. Everybody's like, oh, Ronnie, God, he's just going to be our savior. Oh, gosh, we just got to get him in there. No, you don't.
Yeah. Yeah, well, see, that's because they're still living in that whole dialectic, Ron. They're still lost in that whole GOP versus Democrat, Democrat versus GOP little dialectical playing out to keep them distracted. And they don't realize that because it really takes some time to study this crap and recognize how you're being played like a bass fiddle. But a lot of people don't get it. They don't want to get it because, you know what, it's much easier to think that just voting in November will cure everything than it is to face the reality that that's not going to make a damn bit of difference at all.
Well, there's the thinking that by the time November comes, we may be in martial law, so they better get their heads out of their butt.
Yeah, you'd think, right?
Yes,
but
ma'am.
I'm telling you. Well, thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much, Maggie.
Oh, you're welcome, Ron.
Good to hear you back on there. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thanks. Bye. Yeah, Dr. Powell, I'm telling you, it's amazing.
They're shifting the ball now to let the economic disaster drop on Europe. I mean, they are perfect puppet masters, to paraphrase you, yes. The next ball that's going to drop economically is going to be in Europe. They're destroying Europe right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep, so, you know, the handwriting's on the wall.
Yeah, it's very, very sad.
Yeah, it really is. It's absolutely tragic, and I'm not sure. You know, I really don't have any solution, Dr. Powell. Just try to get people to pay attention, you know, learn what's really going on. And then I have no solution, Dr. Powell, except to try to get the rank and file, to try to get the police officers and law enforcement law enforcement and military and everyone else, you know, to purchase this book by Officer Jack McClam. It really spells out a lot of things that people are just unaware of, and to get these people to realize what kind of a world they'll be living in if you know, they just go along to get along. Going along to get along isn't going to work any longer.
Well, I still think that it has to do with education, and it's going to be a slow fix if we ever fix it. Because
hang on,
people,
Doctor.
Have been brainwashed for so long.
Yeah, I know. 3 minutes, we'll be back. Dr. Ileana Johnson Powell is my guest. We'll be right back.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info, or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256, or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Friends, I hate to dig up painful memories, but consider this. You were raised on canned spinach, canned beans, canned beer, canned asparagus, and canned Vienna friggin' sausages. So why in tarnation would you buy canned seed? Man up and buy a Texas Ready Liberty Seed Bank. They come in a genuine resealable grab-and-go U.S. Army ammo box that protects your heirloom seeds from light, moisture, and vermin. Leave those other seed kits for the ignorant and spring for a Texas Ready Bank. At Texas Ready, we've thought of the big stuff and the little stuff so you can think of the other stuff. We've got you covered from dirt to dinner. Order a real bank today at TexasReady.net. That's TexasReady.net. And if you have one of those old cans, send it in and we'll give you 10% off a genuine Liberty Seed Bank. No questions asked. Remember, nothing good comes from a can.
Hey everybody, we're back. This is The Unsolicited Opinion. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Listen, Dr. Powell, we got another caller, Betty in New York. Go ahead, please, but you got to make it quick. We're running out of time.
Hey, yes, Betty. Hi, how are you doing? I'm meeting this Sunday. We're having a gathering, the tea party, and I just found out that the person I'm working with is wants to support Romney and Ron Paul. And I went, that's not Tea Party. Help me out, ladies. What can I do to talk to this man?
Well, to be honest with you, the Tea Party, most of them have been taken over by the GOP so that they're pushing this whole left-right dialectic in the first place. You know, I don't know, just give them information because, you know, this is the problem. Most of the Tea Parties, I'm outside of Philadelphia, they have all been bought and paid for. They push the GOP. They think that's the solution. You try to give them the truth. They don't want the truth. They like the lies. The lies are better to them than the truth because it's much easier to deal with the lie than the truth. So the only thing I can suggest, Betty, is just to get some information to
them.
Well,
I want to talk, excuse me, I want to talk about Agenda 21 because I think that's the root of the whole problem. But he doesn't want me to. He thinks that'll frighten them off.
Well,
I think Agenda 21 is very important.
Oh, yes, I would agree with you. Yeah,
isn't
definitely.
Isn't that Tea Party?
Well, I don't know. How is Agenda 21 Tea Party?
I mean, we're against it.
Oh, well,
are for it. I mean, the GOP is for the Agenda 21.
Yeah, but so are the Democrats, though, Betty. They're both.
I know,
they're
I understand
both,
it. That's
you know,
why we formed the Tea Party.
Yeah, well, you know, to get some of these people in the Tea Party to wake up is a very tough thing because they've been co-opted and they're being led down the primrose path by a lot of groups like Americans for Prosperity and Freedom Works and so on and so forth that are bought and paid to lead them astray because they are controlled opposition. And the way to lead to control your opposition is to lead it, and they know that. My suggestion, get some handouts. And give them off to all the people that are in there. There's enough of them out there. Go to Freedom Advocates. It's a great website. If you go on mine, Betty, there's a tab there entitled Want to Do Something. Go in there. I've got a lot of handouts and stuff there from a lot of different people. You know, pick one that you like, print it out, and give it to the people at the meeting. They should be talking about you at Agenda 21. But, you know, ignorance is bliss.
Awesome. I've discovered so much on the internet, and I God bless you, Maggie.
Oh, thanks, Betty. But you know, shoot me an email if you want some suggestions. I'm going to have to cut you loose because we're running out of time. But
yeah.
My website is three words: theunsolicitedopinion.com. Go there, Betty. There's a tab. Want to do something? Open it up. There's a lot of choices and options in there. Pick one that you like. Anyway, Dr. Powell, we only got a little bit of time left. Name your books, where they can get them.
Well, Echoes of Communism and Liberty on Life Support at Amazon.com and paperback and Kindle. And if they want to read my articles, Canada Free Press, under Archives, Ileana Johnson-Paul.
You've got Ileana Johnson-Paul now, or what about your IleanaJohnson.com? Are you still using that?
Of course I am. Yes, IleanaJohnson.com as well. So numerous possibilities. I also publish on USActionNews.com. So there are many places to get my materials.
Okay. Listen, thanks for joining me again, Dr. Powell.
Thanks, Maggie.
I always appreciate it. Okay. Listen, everybody, we're going to go to Somewhere Over the Rainbow is a wonderful place to be. Hey, you know, I have a friend who says throw enough stuff against a wall, eventually something's going to stick, and that's my only suggestion because I really have no magic wand I could wave to fix this problem. Doesn't exist. Anyway, chin up, everybody. Sun's going to come up tomorrow, and I'll be back. So there you go. Take care.
Behind the moon, beyond the rain.